The Arcadia complex has a certain mountain chalet allure based on the drawings. Its developer, Chad Howie, with Sanctuary Companies, says there will be outside fireplaces, a pool with gazebos, a stand-up tanning studio, and lots of granite counters.
I like to tell every student that comes in, you better do well in your studies. Otherwise, this will be the best you ever live.
The complex will have room for 760 students. Rents start at $525 per student per month and go up to nearly $1,200 for what Howie calls a one-person cottage. And actually, that's close to the range students pay to stay in UNC Charlotte dorms.
We have some solid surface countertops, not granite, and no, we don't do tanning beds.
That's Jacqueline Simpson, the university's director of housing. But she points out students live right on campus and have access to counselors and other staff that can help them adjust to student life. The university is adding more dorms, but Simpson doesn't see Arcadia or others like it as competition.
So when you've got a student body of 26,000 and you can house at max, when you're finished, 7,000, there needs to be some off-campus housing.
The university area has long had off-campus apartments geared to students, but this year there's a bunch of new developments sprouting up. Arcadia may be the most high-end of them, but complexes with names like Circle and Millennium One have begun trying to lure students with those granite countertops and tanning beds. Howie says the school's higher profile is attracting developers.
With the addition of the football team and the increase in enrollment last year, And UNCC has popped up on the radar as a growing school, and that has attracted the purpose-built student housing developers in the country.
He says the easy access to Uptown the light rail will bring in a few years is one more bonus for developers. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.